Bitcoin spot ETFs post $733 million net outflow on May 27th U.S. listed. Bitcoin spot ETFs posted a combined net outflow of $733 million on May 27th Eastern Time, according to So-So Value data surfaced by crypto reporter Colin Wu. The print lands as Bitcoin trades near $72,967, down 3.0% on the day and 6.3% on the week as of May 28, 2026, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sitting at 31, fear. The outflow is one of the largest single-session redemptions the complex has seen this quarter and continues a stretch of risk-off ETF flows that began earlier in May. So-So Value's May 27th flow reading So-So Value tracks daily creations and redemptions across the 11 U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs, including BlackRock's iBit, Fidelity's FBTC, ARK 21 Shares ARKB, Bitwise's BITB, and Grayscale's GBTC. The May 27th reading sums net activity across the complex. The firm has not yet broken out per-issuer flows for the session in the source post. Wu's relay of the data points to a one-day total of roughly $733 million in net outflows. The aggregate figure does not say whether the redemptions were concentrated in one or two issuers or distributed across the group, which matters for interpretation. Heavy redemptions in iBit typically signal large allocator rebalancing rather than retail panic, while broad-based outflows usually track price. The price backdrop Bitcoin sold off through the May 27 U.S. session and into the early hours of May 28. The CoinDesk feed in the same data pool headlines the drop below $73,000 alongside roughly $1 billion in crypto-wide liquidations tied to U.S. strikes on Iran, with a follow-on $500 million in long liquidations recorded in a 90-minute window early on May 28. A few of the relevant tape readings as of May 28, 2026. BTC, 72,967, 0.89% in 1MH, 3.01% in 24H, 6.32% on the week. ETH, 1980, 3.80% in 24H, 7.55% on the week. SOL, 8037, 3.06% in 24H. XRP, 127, 3.76% in 24H. Fear and Greed Index, 31 Fear. The ETF outflow precedes the heaviest leg of the overnight liquidation cascade, which means May 28's flow print is likely to extend the streak rather than reverse it. $733 million in context, a $733 million single-day net outflow is not a record. The complex has seen larger one-day prints during prior risk-off episodes, and the broader May tape already showed pressure. The six-day outflow streak that pushed 2026 ETF net flows toward negative territory was reported earlier this month. The reason this print is notable is timing. It comes on a day when Bitcoin was already weak, ahead of an overnight cascade tied to geopolitics, and against a fear and greed reading already in the lower third of the scale. ETF redemption flow is typically lagged. Holders see a red tape, file redemption notices, and the print shows up the next session. So a $733 million outflow on May 27 likely seeds further selling into May 28 as authorized participants unwind the underlying inventory. The other piece of context is the standalone 1.3B iBit block trade reported earlier in the week, the largest single print of the day on that tape. Large block prints in iBit can be either a creation or a redemption depending on which side of the book is lifted. If a portion of the May 27 outflow traces back to a similar institutional rotation, the redemption side of the ledger is being driven by allocators who size positions in the hundreds of millions, not retail. Outflows in the spot tape. A spot ETF redemption forces the issuer to deliver Bitcoin back to an authorized participant who can then either hold the coin or sell it. In aggregate, sustained net outflows mean coin moves from ETF custody back into market float. That float pressure tends to track the spot price with a 1 to 2 day lag. The recent run of soft demand is visible in on-chain readings as well. CryptoQuant flagged Bitcoin apparent demand, turning sharply negative earlier this month, its worst reading since December 2025. ETF outflows and falling apparent demand pointing in the same direction is a cleaner signal than either alone. For card and stablecoin users, the practical read is narrower. A softer spot tape does not move stablecoin spending rails directly, but it does affect the BTC-denominated loyalty math on a handful of cashback rewards programs that auto-convert points into BTC, where a weaker reference price means slightly higher accumulation per dollar spent. the macro story is the bigger one. Near-term reads to watch 3. Near-term reads matter. The May 28th net flow print, which will show whether the cascade overnight pulled more allocators out or whether dip buyers stepped in. Per issuer breakdown when SoSo Value updates the daily detail. If IBIT and FBTC carry the bulk of the redemption, this is institutional. If GBTC dominates, it is partly legacy holder rotation. Bitcoin's behavior at $70,000 if the sell-off continues. That level is the most watched technical zone in the current range, and a clean break would likely accelerate ETF outflows further. The 733 Mellitter figure on its own is one data point. Paired with a weak spot tape, sub-fear sentiment, and a geopolitically driven overnight liquidation event, it points to a market still distributing risk rather than absorbing it.